Welcome to our Improving Public Safety series of crime prevention podcasts, presented by the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, U.S. Department of Justice, as we explore ways to identify and prevent different types of crime, crimes that currently victimize certain populations and cost Americans millions of dollars each year. I'm your host, Michelle Boykins, with the National Crime Prevention Council. In this podcast, we will focus on preventing mortgage fraud. Today, we are honored to be speaking with Riley Dolan, an assistant director of the Federal Trade Commission's Division of Financial Practices, who, like NCPC, is committed to helping prevent mortgage fraud. Riley, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
The term mortgage fraud represents quite a range of scams and crimes: equity skimming, phantom help, the bailout, loan rescue, the bait and switch. Unless you know some of the warning signs and know who to turn to for legitimate help and real answers, most people are very vulnerable, particularly those who are in desperate financial situations and possibly on the brink of foreclosure. Is that what you're seeing at the FTC?
Definitely within the last couple of years, as the FTC has been focusing on protecting consumers who are in financial distress. Mortgage issues is one of the top issues that we're hearing about, specifically consumers who are either facing foreclosure or realizing that foreclosure is on the horizon, are trying to modify their mortgage loans, are looking for any help they can get. And there are times when the consumers aren't getting the help they need directly from the servicer. They are looking to these other entities that are making very bold, promising representations about the type of relief that they can get for the consumers. And these are consumers who are trying to stay in their homes, and therefore they're especially vulnerable, and anything they can do to help them stay in their homes seems very appealing.
So do you think that people tend to glom on to the first opportunity for help? Are they not paying attention to the "if it's too good to be true, it usually is" adage?
Consumers are really, they're in desperate times. They're probably in a financial distress situation already, which is why they're facing foreclosure. And if they're not getting the timely help from the servicer, they are going to be looking for any other option that seems to be, one, making promises, and two, has some sort of aura of legitimacy. For example, they may be representing that they are attorneys or that they are working with attorneys. They may be representing that they are nonprofits. They may even be trying to make it look like they are related to the homeowner's lender or the mortgage servicer. And finally, we've seen a number of organizations that are actually trying to make it look like they are approved by the government.
So let's talk about the common forms of mortgage fraud and how do they work?
The way they really work is they're trying to get a fee in advance from homeowners and then do very little work after they get the fee. About 4 or 5 years ago, before the housing market went upside down, a lot of these foreclosure rescue scams were what we called leaseback or title stripping scams. They were very localized because for the scams to work, the con artist needs to be able to actually get a copy of the deed from the homeowner, go down to the local recorder's office, record the transfer of deed so title for the home is now in the con artist's name, and then they basically would stop paying the mortgage, the lender would foreclose, and then they would be the ones that had the title, and they got whatever equity was left in the house after the foreclosure was paid off. After the housing market turned upside down and many consumers no longer had equity in their homes, that type of scam wasn't really profitable. So what a lot of scam artists started to do is they went to these advance fee scams. And initially, the advance fee scams were focusing on consumers who were facing immediate foreclosure, and they were promising that they would rescue the homeowners from foreclosure for an advance fee. They often did very little, if any, work at all. As the administration was rolling out loan modification programs through the lenders, and as the con artists were looking for more homeowners that they could have as a potential funding source, they didn't limit themselves to foreclosure rescue scams. They started to make promises that they would help the homeowners obtain loan modifications through negotiations with the lenders.
It sounds like these scammers are really slick and sophisticated. They go out of their way to appear legitimate, and it also sounds like they evolve their scams fairly quickly. How can people be sure that they're not about to be duped by someone? How can they be sure they're not about to be a victim?
The red flags, as I like to refer to them, are if anyone is guaranteeing that they're going to be able to stop the foreclosure process or guarantee to be able to help the homeowner obtain a loan modification. Nobody can guarantee that a homeowner is going to qualify for the program or be able to get the loan modification being promised. Another warning sign is if the company is instructing the homeowner not to talk to the lender and not to make mortgage payments to the lender. Another huge red flag is if the company is asking for a fee in advance. The Federal Trade Commission did issue a rule last year called the Mortgage Assistance Relief Services Rule, which prohibits entities that are providing mortgage assistance relief services from charging an advance fee.
What are some of the other things that homeowners or potential homeowners can do their homework, be as best prepared going into this process as possible? Things like, I know, never sign a blank document, but what are some of the other things?
Don't provide your credit card information or bank information to a company, even to reserve your file with them. One that comes to my mind is if somebody is suggesting signing the deed to your house over to them, no matter what promises or what contract they provide that looks like it's going to protect you and you'll get your house on the back end. And really, you want to be in contact with your lender and your servicer. If you do hire an attorney who's going to help you through that process, you want to make sure that you are part of the process and that you know what's going on and you have the ability that if things aren't working out, you can say, that's it, I want out, I'm not making any more payments.
What is one of the most basic first steps that a homeowner or potential homeowner should do to avoid being taken in by some of these scams and scammers? What's the first thing you would tell a homeowner?
First thing they should do is try and talk to their lender and their servicer. Call the customer service number there. Say, look, I'm trying to find out how I can obtain a loan modification. What do I need to do? Who should I be talking to? If you're having difficulties talking to your lender or your servicer, there are HUD-certified counselors. You can go to the HUD website. They do not charge an advance fee. If it is an advance fee, it's going to be extremely nominal.
Riley, if a homeowner suspects that in the moment that they're being scammed, who is it that they should turn to in that moment? Who should they talk to first?
If a homeowner believes that they have been scammed or in the process of being scammed, the Federal Trade Commission would love to get that information for its law enforcement purposes. The homeowner can call the FTC toll-free at 1-877-FTC-HELP. It can go on to our web address, www.ftc.gov, and file a complaint. We are a law enforcement agency. We are going to be looking at all information as we choose targets. We can't intervene on a case-by-case basis.
Again, I want to say we're speaking with Riley Dolan, an assistant director of the Federal Trade Commission's Division of Financial Practices. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
My pleasure.
Before we end this podcast, we recommend that you visit www.ncpc.org on a regular basis to find more information and helpful resources. We frequently provide updated material on this subject. Simply look under the resource link on NCPC's homepage to find more information. Again, this is Michelle Boykins with the National Crime Prevention Council. Thank you for joining us.
This podcast is presented by the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, the Office of Justice Programs, U.S. Department of Justice. This podcast series is supported by grant number 2009-D2-BX-K018.